Several guests are in the studio with me tonight to talk about visionaries and voices. Karen Boyan, creative director, Tyler Spahn, artist, and Jeffrey Skip Cullen, exhibitions director, are here to tell us about this organization and about a special project they were involved in recently. And I welcome each of you to Around Cincinnati.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So, Karen, I understand that the concept of visionaries and voices had its beginning in about 2001. It was a standalone exhibit that Bill Ross and Keith Banner put together. And both of them had worked for county boards serving individuals with disabilities and had seen their artwork. So they wanted to have this opportunity to share it with the community. So where did the group go from there?
They opened their first studio at Essex Studios. The first artist was Raymond Thundersky, and he's actually on the mural on our building in Northside right now. One of the founding artists is Antonio Adams. So after they opened the Essex studio, they opened the studio in Tri-County, which is housed in the Frame USA warehouse building. And then after that, they opened the Northside location.
What happens in these locations? What goes on there?
Oh, a little bit of everything. It's not a teaching space. It's a place for artists to come together. We're open during the week, and people can work on whatever projects they want to, like painting, sculpture, printmaking, a lot of drawing, and collaboration.
And are there classes ever or materials available, or is it essentially a studio for people to experience?
We provide all the materials. And there are a lot of teaching moments back and forth between the artists and the staff, and a lot of community members as well, and volunteers.
Well, so that brings us up to the present. And you recently had a big art project with a neighboring business. So tell us about that, please.
Well, we're on Spring Grove Avenue, and the business located right across the street from us is called Growing Trade Pet and Plant. And they had moved in, and they thought a lot of people weren't noticing the building. It was very plain. It was just plain white. So they knew we were across the street from them, and they wanted to collaborate with us. So they just walked across the street and asked us if we would like to design the mural for them. And we asked what they wanted on it, and they said, we don't know. Just keep in mind we sell pet and plant supplies. So we went back to the studios. We opened it up to all the artists to think about the concept and to submit sketches. And eventually we got about three designs together to show the owners of the store. So I think we went through three rounds of revisions. And the last feedback we got that really helped us get to the completed mural was they wanted it to look like something Richard Scarry would draw. And that was one of my very favorite children's book illustrators. Mm. So I went and sat with Curtis Davis, who's a wonderful illustrator and fine artist, and he's got a very fluid drawing style. So he drew a lot of the animals and butterflies, and then I helped to kind of collaborate on the drawing. So the dog looked like it was watering plants, and the birds looked like they were going to eat the worms. And
it was playful.
Very playful. And we brought in Tyler Spahn's beautiful flowers, which are like really impactful, and Ruth Burton's vines. They're like these beautiful vines that are growing throughout the mural.
So it adds nature to the urban landscape also.
Yes, and it's very bright. You can't miss it now. And we worked with Kathy Long and Jerome Wilson over at Growing Trade.
So Tyler Spahn, whose work appears on V&V cards and whose work has been exhibited in Los Angeles as well as the Carnegie Arts Center. Tyler, you were one of the artists on this project. Tell us specifically what you did draw.
Some flowers.
And what colors did you use?
White, red, yellow, green, and black.
And what did you want these flowers to look like?
Like red flowers, white flowers, and probably some orange flowers.
And were they big ones, small ones, both?
Big ones.
Big ones. So people can see it from a distance when they're driving down Spring Grove. Mm-hmm. Have people talked with you about this? Have you heard from neighbors about the mural?
we had this wonderful ribbon cutting ceremony. We made these giant scissors out of paper mache, and Tyler was in the center with the other artists cutting the ribbon. It was really great.
So, Skip, let's come to you. You're responsible for exhibitions, and it'd be interesting to know what that covers, first of all, and also some spaces that it takes place in, as well as upcoming events.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. So P&V was involved in about 37 exhibitions last year, and that's everything from just mailing a piece somewhere for a group show to our sort of in-house exhibitions that we have at the Northside Gallery. So it takes all sort of places. You know, like Tyler, who's sitting here, he had a show in LA, I think 2 years ago, with a piece that he had. Last year, like Courtney Cooper was in Shanghai, and Curtis Davis, who's also another artist in the mural, had a show at White Columns in New York and then got written up in The New Yorker.
Congratulations
to
them all.
Yeah, so there's these sort of extreme, you know, successes, and some people just come in one day a week because they really love making jewelry, aren't into fame and fortune and all those things. So it's a very wide gamut of where exhibitions take us, but we have about five exhibitions a year in our Northside Gallery space. The holiday show should be just ending up right now. And then coming up, we'll have a show called Culture Sample, which is a show based on our first sort of curatorial review committee, which involves artists and staff and designers. So it's sort of the first take on their curatorial skills. And then we also have a show that's still up at the Carnegie right now as well for the Cincinnati Art and Book Fair. But the show will still be up for a while in the gallery upstairs. You can check out on our website all the upcoming shows that are happening. Also on our Facebook and social media has all the sort of outside exhibitions of the 39 shows that I alluded to earlier. Our biggest show of the year, of course, is Double Vision, which is our annual auction, and that takes place in May. And that's about a six-month process where artists from V&V and community artists come and collaborate and make work for about 6 months or so, to then be shown and also to auction off. So it's our biggest fundraiser and one of our biggest community events this year will be at Memorial Hall.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Karen, what would you like to add?
I forgot to mention when I was talking about the studio, you really have to come in and see it. It's an amazingly creative place, but it is open to the public. We have a studio and the gallery, and you don't need an appointment. You could just stop in.
Well, it's always a winning combination to have an opportunity to offer people what they love to do, art in this case, and adding beauty to the world, a whole new mural in the landscape of Northside. Yes. Thanks so much for your work. Thanks for coming in tonight. I've been talking with Karen Boyan, creative director, Tyler Spahn, artist, and Jeffrey Skip Cullen of Visionaries and Voices. You'll find more about this wonderful organization at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.